I want to tell you a relatively quick story about another exceptional young man who died over the holiday while I was gone. His name's Chad Cook, and Chad's dad, Jim, is a golf buddy of mine. And Chad is a part of a big, loving family, Jay, David, Catherine, Savannah, and mom, Jim, and Lori. So whenever you play golf with Jim, Jim would tell you about his kids. Because if there's one thing, Dave, that I think our generation of dads does better than any previous generations of dads, it's brag about our kids. We're pretty good at it.
Very good.
Yeah. These kids are certainly worth bragging about. So Chad comes home. He was a College of Charleston, a Division I basketball player. Over the top when it came to effort and getting it done, and nobody thought he could make it. He always wanted to play college basketball, and he did. So he comes home for the Christmas holiday, and his brother, who's a Division I golfer, he and his brother decide to go play a little basketball. So they go to a health club nearby. And Chad, in the best shape of his life, obviously, he's 20 years old, he plays college basketball, drops dead of a massive heart attack at 20 years old. Now, there's no nefarious thing here. This is not a kid who had addiction issues. This is not a kid where there was some sort of congenital history and he was rolling the dice. They still probably don't know exactly what happened. They just know he's gone. And it's crushing. There was a memorial service a couple of days after Christmas at a community Christian church. We share the same church home. And Dave Ferguson, the pastor, and everybody that came together for that. We were there three and a half hours, and you could have stayed all day. Because here's a kid at 20 years old where people lined up to tell stories about him. Talk about how he changed their life. Talk about what impact he had on their life. His sense of humor, but his heart, the way he wanted to give to people, the way he wanted to give to his friends. One of the toughest things, I mean, it was just crushing to see his family and also his girlfriend, Emily, because they were going to get married. They've been dating for a couple of years. They met at college. And she started a charity called Charleston Hope, helping underprivileged kids that he was a big part of, and they were going to try to take that thing and make it bigger, maybe make it global someday. So these were two kids really, really getting it right. But then to see his buddy step up. And Dave, I don't know about you or Steve, but you really want to see me start balling? If I see somebody that's 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, right at the beginning of their life, you know, breaking up, I can't deal with it. It's like watching an old man cry. If I see an old man cry, it's over for me. So to see these kids and to see this good-looking young man, this handsome kid, and to know his family a little bit and then be friends with his dad, it just makes you count your blessings and realize how lucky you are. But the one thing that really came out of it was amazing is the amount of life that this 20-year-old kid packed into 20 years. Because you saw people leaving the service who kept talking about, well, I wish I'd known him. I wish I'd known him, or I wish I'd known him better. I mean, how many times do you find a 20-year-old where people can tell 3 and 4 hours worth of stories about him? Yeah. Because he's that interesting and he's changed that many lives and he's that big a part of everybody's life that he touches. There were a couple of preachers in Charleston where he was going to school. He convinced the pastors that they needed to make a mission trip to Haiti after the Haitian earthquake. So at 20, he's convincing the pastors they need to go to Haiti. And, there's no words to talk about how sad it is, but there's also a great inspiration that comes out of a life lived that well, even if it was only for such a short time. So yesterday at church, the pastor again was talking about Chad, referencing him as, you know, how touched he was about the outpouring of support. We walked out of church and Jim was there. Jim, my buddy Jim, the dad, and his wife and the family was there again. And we talked for a long time again about him. And, you know, you can imagine just trying to put one foot in front of the other. The ultimate nightmare as a parent, you lose your kid. And they look great, and they're telling great stories about them, and they're talking about doing their best and moving on and taking it day by day because it's all you can do. And now you go from great periods of anger to great periods of joy to crying your eyes out to telling great stories. I mean, I don't know what else you do with it. But I just know this kid really did make a difference, and if you're at all interested in his story, there's a nice summation at charlestonhope.com and in Charleston where Emily Hoisington, his girlfriend, started this charity. I certainly hope Emily is able to continue it. It certainly looks like that's one of the best legacies for Chad there could be. So they're going to redo another service in Charleston too for his friends there. but his basketball team came in and other people from Charleston as well for this. And it was just a great outpouring of support and love for a kid that deserved it. So I think what we can do, and Ross, you can tell me, but I think we can, I've got a picture of Chad here. I mean, look at this kid.
I know. Good-looking kid.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if we can put this kid's picture, if we can put Chad's picture up on the site with a link to Charleston Hope, I think it'd be a nice touch as well with the story from the website. So, you know, it doesn't make sense.
What greater compliment could you pay, or what greater praise could you find for somebody losing their life at the age of 20 than to accomplish what he accomplished?
How about it?
I mean, that's remarkable. I mean, he sounds like he packed more in than most people, you know.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. You know, I mean, we've all been to funerals of folks that have died after a long life. And God bless them all. But they didn't do half of what this kid did at 20. It was amazing. There was one funny story that came out, too, because he was a funny kid, where the family had just moved to a different place. And Jim had told the story during the service. And as we sit here, and you'll see the picture, Chad's a good-looking kid. But Chad was in the bathroom. He goes, "Dad, come here. And he thought something was wrong. So he goes into the bathroom, and Chad is fixing his hair, and he's going, "Jim and Lori Cook did good." It was funny. It's a funny kid. So my best to the Cook family and to everybody that knew and loved Chad well and the most and all that. And again, if you're so inclined, I hope you'll take a look at charlestonhope.com and hug your kids and count your blessings.